From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. The UN Security Council is again demanding a ceasefire throughout Syria. The council reaffirmed this in a statement following a briefing Friday by the UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura. The UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, said he profoundly regrets the original resolution passed by the UN Security Council 3 weeks ago to cease violence in Syria was never implemented. Here's de Mistura.
It need not to be this way. Negotiations in Douma in the last few days do show that there is a way to create the conditions to advance the implementation of your resolution 2401.
De Mistura explaining there, Russian officials negotiated a ceasefire in Douma with the Jaish al-Islam rebel force that has held for 6 days. 9 people are dead after a Turkish airstrike hit the main hospital in Syria's Afrin on Friday night. That's according to the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia and the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Turkey's military has denied hitting civilians in its offensive on the Afrin region, which it launched in January. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said Friday that it was overwhelmingly likely that Russian President Vladimir Putin himself made the decision to use a military-grade nerve toxin to strike down a former Russian agent on English soil.
It is overwhelmingly clear that this was directed by Russia, and we await a serious response from the Russians to that global condemnation.
Johnson said Britain had nothing against Russians themselves and there was to be no Russophobia as a result of what's happening. This is VOA News. Two is